Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Yud in the Ois Vahadar edition. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah brought a machlekes. From when can one read Kriya Shema? Chachamim said that it's from the time Yishiyakir bin Cheras Lalovon, when a person is able to recognize the difference between the blue and the white in his tzitzis. And Rabbi Lezer says, Mitcheras Lekartin, between blue and green. Says the Gemara in Daf Yud, Umatayim in the Rabbanon. What's the reasoning of Rabbanon? It says, you should see. And the Gemara's Darshan, you should differentiate. You should recognize the tzitzis. And based on that, you'll say Kriya Shema. As the Haredim learns, because it was Kabbalah B'yadam, that whenever you say Kriya Shema, you should say also Parashat Tzitzis. So Reisim Oysa refers to the Kriya Shema that you're saying. And it says, what do you mean Reisim Oysa? How do you all recognize it? How you'll differentiate it? For Yisimah, so you look at it and you will recognize it. You'll recognize the different colors within the tzitzis. Umay time in the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? For Yisimah, so you can say Nikor ben Hatzvuim. You should be able to differentiate between two different colors. The Vilna Goyen adds over here one more word, ben Hatzvuim Hasmuchim. Meaning two very similar colors. Colors that look at this close enough. And like the blue and the green, you should be able to differentiate. That's what it means, Reisim Oysa. You should be able to recognize and differentiate things that look alike. Rameir says, you should have said Reisim Oysa. Because when you speak about tzitzis, tzitzis is Loshon Nekevon, should say Reisim Oysa. But it doesn't say that. Ela Reisim Oysa, Loshon Zohar. Magid shekol ha-mekayem mitzvah tzitzis, kilu mekabel pnei ha-shchino. You know what it means? Reisim Oysoi is not referring to the tzitzis. It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to the Shechino. Reisim Oysoi, you look at the tzitzis, you see you mekabel pnei Shechino. Says the Gemara Magid, and this we have in the Bible a little different girso. The Medrash is a little different girso. The girso of the Yerushalmi is as follows. Shat Cheles, the blue color of the tzitzis, doim eliyam, similar to the sea, to the ocean. Vayom doim el ha'asovim, the sea is similar to grass. Ve'asovim doim el rekia, the grass is similar to the sky. Verikia doime le kisa kovoid. The sky, the shemaim, is doime to kisa kovoid. Verikise doime le sapir. The kise is similar to the stone called sapir. And here, as the Vilna Gaon says, and many others bring in the girso, the girso chur should be the opposite, even according to the Yerushalmi. Meaning the asovim should be doime le rikia, rikia le sapir, and sapir le kisa kovoid. Dichtiv, how do you see it? It says in the pasuk, the area I saw, v'inyal rekiya shel roish ha-kruvim, the sky above the kruvim, the malachim called the kruvim, ke'evin sapir, the stone called sapir, ke'mared mus kise, which is similar to the kise. So l'chur, the last destination is kise ha-kavoid. Through the tzitzis, a person is able to connect the kise ha-kavoid. Through the tzitzis, a person sees the shechina. Says the Gemara, chayim v'imrim v'reisim oisoi. What is Reisim Oysa referring to now? The tzitzis, as we said before, but kedeshi odom rochog mechavei roy arba amois umakiroy. A person will recognize him, meaning his friend. He should be 4 amos away from his friend and able to recognize his friend. Says the Gemara, Chizdo omar ba'adod acherim ma'anon kaimim. When I come to explain acherim, some have the gear so halacha acherim. The halacha is like acherim. He's coming to add over here that we paskin like a chayim that we ask the Mishiyaka refers to recognizing when his friend is coming and approaching him. But says Gemara Manan Kaim, what's exactly the case? In Birogil, if he knows and recognizes his friend very much, it's a good friend of his. Afil Rochik Kamo Chokimle, even if it's very far, he'll recognize him. If somebody doesn't, he's not accustomed to see, afilu karvle loy chokimle. Even if he's very close to him, he will not recognize him. Hello, kenanu kaimi. We're speaking about the following case. Berogil v'sheino yrogil. He knows him and recognizes him, but not that much. Somebody who comes here to visit, comes to the hotel, and comes once in a while. You don't see him often, not every day, but he is familiar somewhat. A person like this, that's the definition that we use to come and say Mishiyakir, that person is able to recognize his friend from 4 amas away, referring to this type of person. So Gemara is Tanayo, Tani, some Tanayim that say, Ben Zev Lekelev, Ben Chamor Laroid. You need to differentiate between two animals that look alike. either a wolf and a dog, or a donkey and a wild donkey, which seem to be alike. Some say, a person should be 4 amos away from his friend and be able to recognize him, as the Gemara said before. Says the Gemara, who by Meimar, or as Reb Chaim Fick is over here, have a by Meimar, they wanted to say, Man demar ben zev lekelev ben chamor la'arod. The man demar that says you have to differentiate between two different animals, keman demar ben tcheles lekartin. It's like the one who says you have to recognize between the blue and the green. Things that are similar in color, and you need to differentiate between these two things. Man demar kedesh ye'odem rochok b'chaver arba amos u'makiroi. And the one who said he needs to be 4 amos away from his friend and recognize him, keman demar ben tcheles lelavon. Is like the mandarma that holds between the blue and the white of the tzitzis, which is an earlier time than the shear between blue and green, because it's a little bit easier to recognize it even with a little bit of light. Says the Gemara of Al-Omru, where they said, Mitzvaso im hanei tzachamo. Even though really the time of Kriyashma starts early, the time of Mishiyakir, but best to finish Kriyashma by Nates. Why? Kedei sheyismuch ki'ulu letfilo. So right after Shema and the Brachos, you'll say Shmone Esrei. Then Nimtzah Mispal Bayoyim, and you'll be able to daven Shmone Esrei at Nates, which is the Iker time of Shmone Esrei. The Haredim brings over here that either Gemara is telling us don't start so early to say Shema, or you could start early, but sing it and take a long time to say it, so you'll end it by Nates. Says the Gemara, Mavzeiro V'ano Omeir's Taimo, I explain the reason. Yiru'ucho Im Shemesh, because the Pasuk says, you want to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the sun. Meaning that davening should be right when the sun comes out. So that's why Kriyashma should be finished right before that. Says the Gemara, Mar Ma'ukvo, Havasikin ayu mashkimim ve'koyim oiso. The Havasikim, you wake up early and say Shema, Kedei shmishmichu lo tfilasom. So they will be say Shmoneh Esrei right after. Im haNetzachamo, daf Yehuda Amud Beis, meaning that you with Netzachamo. So the simple understanding of the Gemara is that the Gemara is telling us what we just said right now. They got up early, even though early, which is a little bit later than what we said before, but meaning to say that the Vasikim did not rely on getting up late. They would get up as early as saying Shema and ending it with the Nates, but not earlier than that. The Haredi wants to explain that maybe this Shita goes with the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says, based on the Gemara in Yuma, that there is an opinion that holds that Shema needs to be said with Nates, not Shmoneh Esrei. That you don't say Shema in the time that we said before, that you ended with Nates and then say Shmoneh Esrei. But that you should say Shema by Nates. And anybody who says earlier than that, even though Shmoneh Esrei comes at Nates, he's saying Shema a little too early in the Iker Azman. And the Haredim says, that's what the Gemara says over here, that if a Sikkim would say Shema, and right after a Tefillah, Iman Eitz Acham refers to Shema, not to Shmoneh Esrei. That Shema would be said by Nates. Says the Mu'atani Omer Avyudo, Mai says, Shaiti me'alech b'derech, when I was going in the way, Acharei Rabbi Elozo ben Azar, v'acharei Rabbi Akiva, behind Rabbi Elozo ben Azar, and Rabbi Akiva, for you are sugi me'mitzvahs, they were busy with mitzvahs, and we have the klal, that oisik be'mitzvah, potu ben ha'mitzvah. V'yigye oines kriyashma, came the time of kriyashma, v'ayiti sovu shemen isyashu mikriyashma. And I was sure, that they, because they were busy with mitzvahs, they gave up on saying Shema because they're part of a Kriyashma. V'karisi v'shaniti, I said Shema and I learned. V'achakir itchilu hem, and then they said Shema, v'kvayso hachamo al roish yehorim. And the sun was already above the mountains, meaning it was already after sunrise, it was after Netzachamo. What is it coming to teach us over here? So the Haredim l'shitaso, the Haredim explains that there's an opinion here in the Gemara that Shema needs to be said after Netz. And that's what the Gemara is telling us over here. They did not say Shema because they were busy with the mitzvah. They did not say Shema because they thought they held that the time of Kriyashma is after Nates and not before Nates. And that's what the Haredim explains. Other Mefarshim, including Reb Chaim, say, no, the Gemara just tells us over here that in the Mishnah we brought the Shita of Rabbi Shua that says that you could read Shema until the third hour. So you mailed it out to Shah. They were busy with the mitzvah. They didn't want to read it too early because they were busy with the mitzvah. But once they finished the mitzvah, they said Shema. They didn't give up on the mitzvah because they knew they still have time until Shalosh Shois. Halacha is you can still say Shema until Shalosh Shois. The only problem with this chat is why is the Gemara bringing this over here Before the Gemara even introduced the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, that Kriyash was until Shalosh Shois, why didn't the Gemara wait? Says the Gemara, the Neitz Acham, the Mishnah says, you say Shema until Neitz. He said what? He's going to tell you, what does it mean, Neitz Achamo? That the sun is, so to speak, dripping on the top of the mountains, meaning it's seen on the top of the mountains. You can see the edge of the sun. Rabbi Yeshua Omer at Sholosh Shois, the Kriyishma can be said until the third hour of the day. Rabbi Idi Rav Nuno, Rav Ada Baracho, B'Shem Rav, they said the name of Rav. Halacha ke Rabbi Yeshua b'sheicheach. Halacha ke Rabbi Yeshua if someone forgot and didn't say Shema earlier. Says the Gemara, Huno Omar Treina Meroim Chad Omar b'sheicheach. Once said that Rabbi Yeshua spoke about a case that he forgot. Magiv lechavrei, so his friend replied to him. V'chiyesh halacha b'sheicheach. Halacha means that's the ikar halacha. So what do you mean halacha b'sheicheach? Halacha if he forgot. The halacha is you can say it till 3 hours. Meaning that lechatchila is the time you can do it. Says the Gemara, Kachi halacha, v'alam ur b'shecheach. You're right. The halacha is until 3 hours. But we limited and said that a person should use this time, the extra time until 3 hours, only if you forgot to say before Nates or around Nates. K'deshi'odo mizdaris be'atzmo l'kroiso bo'inoso. So a person will be mizdaris to read it in its time and not, chalila, come too late and lose a third hour. That is a simple understanding, like similar to what we said before, le'achikodo mina'aveiro. Others want to say the pshat is, and that maybe it goes into the lashon over here better, is that the ikar time of Kriyash has brought down Shulchan Aruch is the time of the Nates, right before the Nates. If a person did not say it, he still lechatchila could say until 3 hours. But it's a secondary mitzvah. It's not as best. So that's what it means. It's better for a person to say it bo'ino, so the main oino, which is Nates, but if he did not, he could say it later, even though it's not considered to be a deep bedieved. That's the halacha that Kriyishma goes until the end of the third hour. Says the Gemara, Taman Taninon, it says in the Mishnah, Mafsikin the Kriyishma, Vein Mafsikin the Tfilo. We're talking about someone that sat down to eat or to the barber, and he remembered he didn't say Shema or Tfilo. He has to stop what he's doing to say Shema, but he doesn't have to stop to daven. So Gemara comes here to explain what's the difference. Why for Kriyishma you have to stop and not for Tfilo? Says the Gemara, Omar Avacho, the reason is, Kriyishma Dvar Toiro, Tfilo Eino Dvar Toiro. He holds Kriyishma as a mitzvah deraisa. Tfilo is only mitzvah derabanan. Omar Abbo, Kriyishma is mana kavua. Tfilo Eino mana kavua. Kriyishma is a specific time. You have to say it in the morning or in the evening. Tfilo is not zman kavua. What does that mean? So the Haredi wants to say over here that this one Dharma holds, we talk about deraisa. Tfilo is deraisa and Kriyishma is deraisa. And he goes like the Shita of the Rambam that there is a mitzvah to daven every day. There's no specific time. The time of saying Shachris, Mincha Maariv, that's Chazal. That's Midirabbanan. Midiraisa, you should daven once a day. But there's no specific time. So that's what Gemara is telling us, that Kriyishma, there's a specific time, in the morning and in the evening. Tfilah is no time, midiraisa. The way Reb Chaim brings over here is that Tfilah has a much longer time. Maariv can be said the whole night. The Mincha can be said the entire afternoon. The Shachris can be said in the morning until the fourth hour, maybe even later. Masheike Kriyishma, which is a much shorter time. Says the Gemara, Amar Yosi, Kriyishma eino tzricha kavono, Tfilah tzricha kavono. A third explanation, the difference between Kriyishma and Tfilah. Kriyishma, you do not have to have kavano. Tfilo, you do have to have kavano. I mean, Kriyishma you can do while you're doing other things. Tfilo, you have to be mechaven. You have to be standing in front of the king and have kavano when he's saying Shmon Esrei. Omar Amani Kashiyoso Kamui Rabbi Yosi. I had a question in front of Rabbi Yosi. Tafilo Teima Kriyishma ain't not tzricha kavano. Even if you tell me that Kriyishma doesn't need kavano, that most of Kriyishma doesn't need kavano, Shloish Pesukim Rishonim tzricha kavano. As we're going to learn later in the Masechta, you do have to have Kavana in the first three Psukim. The Psukim of Shema, Ve'ohavto, and Vayod Ve'imahilim, the Mara Puldo adds that Shema is Yichud Hashem, and Ve'ohavto is Kabos Malchus Shemayim, and Vayod Ve'imahilim is Kabos Olos Mitzvahs. So that's why these three Psukim need to have Kavana. So why are you telling me that Shema does not need to have Kavana? So to tomorrow, because there are a little, they're not a lot, they're davar muat, is not many things to say have kavana for. It's not a very long period of time. It's only three psukim. So that's why a person could have kavana. So we tell a person to stop what he's doing to say Shema, because he will be able to have kavana for the first three psukim. Mashenkin by tefillah, the person has to have kavana, the entire tefillah. So there you don't tell a person to stop what he's doing, because he will not have kavana. Here's where appropriate to bring the famous Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, who says, even though we know that the tefillah doesn't have to have kavana except the first bracha, but he says there's two types of kavanas. There's a kavana of understanding the words that you're saying. Then Shmuel says you don't have to have kavana for every word. But there's a kavana, kavana, that person needs to be davening in front of a king. And that is required by tefillah always. And that's what Gemara says over here. Tefillah needs kavana, the entire tefillah. If a person is preoccupied with something else, he won't have the right proper kavana. That's one of the reasons why by tefillah we said that he should not stop what he's doing, but by Kriya Shma we said just stop and do it, because Kriya Shma does not require much kavana except the first three psukim. And with this we end the Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Yud.